Bar and Grill in Fort Atkinson, the 59ers Sip and Swing in Milton, Yeti's Bar and Grill in Newville, Island Bar and Grill in Fort Atkinson, Pettit's Lakeview Bar and Grill in Milton, and Anchor Bar and Grill in Newville. One card gets you $40 to spend at each location. A $240 value, yours for half price. Only $120. Anchor Bar and Grill, Pettit's Lakeview Bar and Grill, Island Bar and Grill, Yeti's Bar and Grill, the 59ers Sip and Swing, and Sunset Bar and Grill. It's the Cash Card with 50-50 Fridays from WCLO.com.
Welcome to Elder Life Radio, a paid presentation on WCLO. On today's program, our special guests will share practical solutions designed to protect you, your assets, and your family. Now, here's your host and this week's edition of Elder Life Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Elder Life Radio. I'm your host, Scott Moen from Elder Life Group. And good morning to my guest, Elder Law, Estate Planning, and VA Credit Attorney from Elder Advisors Law, Mr. Douglas Lay.
Well, good morning. We're live.
We are live. Testing.
Saturday morning.
Top of the morning.
I got all dressed up for this show. Mm-hmm. Better call in. Makeup.
You got your fishing uniform on.
Yes, exactly. We do.
Speaking of which, how's the fish been biting?
Actually, the fish have been biting really good, except for tournaments. Mm. Go figure.
Is that the same as like golfing good on the driving range? But the minute you go on the course,
it's the same thing. Yeah. Same thing. You go get your shot all set.
Yep, you're in the woods.
You're hitting it beautiful. Mm-hmm. You hit three or four, and then the very first tee in a best ball or a tournament, you just slice.
How does that work with morale? Because on the golf course, you get frustrated, right? Because you did so well.
That's the thing about golf. It's an exercise in patience, mm-hmm. right? You need to test yourself at times, Scott.
It's muscle memory.
It's being completely frustrated and like, what in the world?
Yeah.
What just happened? Right? So you learn a little patience and...
Playing through adversity.
Force your way through it. Yeah, you play through adversity.
Well, that's good. So your law firm has obviously been busy. I know summer is more of a busy time of year for folks because easier to get in and out of the law firm without trucking through snow.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't figure out when it's not busy, Scott. Let's just put it that way.
So it's busy and then it's really busy.
Let's just say that. Actually, school time, you would think that's when it would slow down, mm-hmm. right? But it doesn't. That's one thing I know for sure. School time, it ramps up. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure how that works. And
no grandkids at the house?
I don't know. Hmm. You think the families are really busy chasing around, taking the kids, you know. These days, kids are involved in about 36 different things that you have to have a full-time chauffeur and someone to drive them all around and do all these and that and other. Yeah, I don't know. We just keep going. We just keep on going.
So, for those that, how many listeners do we have now? A couple, right?
We have 38, okay, Scott.
So
38 now.
How many years now?
Oh, man.
This has been a few.
It feels like 38.
Okay, so I think we've been on the radio for,
seven or eight years.
7-8 years.
Is it?
So I would say that's pretty good. That's a good percentage, right?
Yeah,
7 years
bad.
On the radio, a good 30 solid listeners.
38.
38
yeah.
solid so listeners.
That's like 5 a year, mm-hmm. you know.
That's good.
Ish, 5.2 or yep. something. Not bad.
So let's talk for the new listener today who's driving.
That one, yeah.
Driving around, just left Dunkin' Donuts, maybe thinking about Home Depot.
Well, there is no Dunkin' Donuts anymore.
Okay, I'm always going to call it Dunkin' Donuts.
I know. We used to meet there mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah.
We'd plan radio shows. Yeah. After the first, I don't know, 2 or 3 months of planning our radio shows, we quit doing that.
Yeah.
We're like, because we never follow a script.
No.
We just do.
Yep. It is hard to follow a script.
It is. It's like you sound like a talking head. It's mm-hmm. like ridiculous. And then, you know, since we started, then all the podcast things started and the vodcasts and all these other casts.
Yeah, that is actually
it's crazy, really
interesting how, like, you know, Mary, the stay-at-home mom has a podcast now
right.
on how to manage being a stay-at-home mom, right?
Yeah, Yeah, something like that.
Exactly. It's like the whole world has a podcast.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting because for those 38 listeners that we have, you've probably heard me talk about being born and raised in Jefferson, and kind of where the nexus came for me to really want to get into that special needs world, right? The families with special needs children and doing the planning for that type of thing. And that nexus dates way back to when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And there was a St. Coletta's Catholic institution in Jefferson. And that's actually where Rosemary Kennedy wound up way back in the day. So what goes around comes around. So I don't know, about 3 months ago, we were at a special needs fair somewhere in Walworth County. I love to go to those. I love to help families with special needs children, meet all the people. But you know, even just as important are all the support people that come to these special needs fairs. You know, so I get to see all these different areas of life that these people have businesses to help families manage that. Because it's a stressful thing to do, right? And you need all the help you can get. So I noticed when we were setting up right across from us, St. Coletta's was setting up a table and everything. I'm like, well, look at that. So I ran over and started talking with them and, you know, fired up some friends again at St. Coletta's after many, 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 many years, right? We won't say how many. And we've been in touch ever since. And about 4 months ago, the director of St. Coletta's contacted me and said that they were doing a vodcast. And I'm like, okay, a vodcast.
Confused with the different terminology.
It's a video.
Today. Oh, video.
And podcast.
Okay.
They call them vodcasts. I'm like, okay. So, and she's like, so, you know, after talking to you at some of the special needs fairs, and I'd really love to for you to come out to St. Coletta's, and I'd like to show you around and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, that would be great. So I did. Mm-hmm. Went back, you know, went right back to my childhood, right?
Yeah.
It was really pretty amazing how that works. So that episode just aired. I think it's the St. Coletta's. So people can look that up. St. Coletta's in Jefferson, Wisconsin, and you'll find their podcasts and video casts and all those things that they do. And it's all things special needs. And what is all this stuff? How's that work? So that whole thing has changed dramatically there now. You know, they used to institutionalize all the children that had disabilities because it was too hard on the family. That was just what they did. You were encouraged to do that. Well, it's complete opposite now. I mean, and it has been for a couple of generations, really. So it was really interesting to see that and go back to those roots. And then after we got done with the vodcast, right, which was pretty cool, she took me out on a tour around Jefferson and around that area of all the homes and things that they have where, you know, they have all the disabled folks living there with caregivers and helpers. And it was
that's awesome.
It was just amazing. It was like, wow. So I got to listen to that, and it was pretty interesting. So look that up, radio listener number 39, St. Coletta's, Jefferson, Wisconsin podcast.
And now, they're a 501c3? Are they a nonprofit?
It's actually part of the Catholic Church.
Oh, so they would definitely be a nonprofit.
Yeah, St. Coletta's was a really big institution, or giant church, and that's where all the disabled people wound up. I mean, it was a huge campus. It was just huge. They had their own farms. They produced their own food, everything.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was doing continuing education over the weekend for long-term care, and the course was, you know, going into the backstory of long-term care, right? They want to teach you the history.
Oh, and, okay. That was interesting, huh?
Some of the acts that have passed and really, like you talk about it all the time. This was before my time, but, you know, back in the day, you know, the county homes and how you shipped, we were shipping our elderly off to
asylums.
That's exactly.
What it was called.
And so they went into the history of that and
the county asylum
and how the government thought, well, that was unconstitutional, right? Mm-hmm. And how can we do a better job?
You know?
But it's interesting today because, you know, fast forward here, 2026, it's like the issues that people are dealing with today are still not being addressed.
No, it's pretty much the same thing, only now they don't call them county homes or asylums. You know, they have names, and it's pretty much not run by the state anymore, right? The state is there just to enforce the state Medicaid rules. And they still, in my opinion, do that wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, they overrule the federal law.
Yep.
And it's not just Wisconsin. It's any state. Just pick one, right?
They do it until there's a fair hearing, right? And then someone calls them out on it.
Yep. Yep. It's kind of how it goes. So we've done it long enough. We don't really have to deal with that anymore, the fair hearings. There's some things that, depending on a case, right, because every case is different and every asset class is different, sometimes there's just a requirement of a fair hearing. So really it's just another step of doing it.
So I guess the reason I was bringing that up is in this study, they were referencing that these asylums were for really folks that were mentally ill, right? Folks with disabilities, they lump
alcoholics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They lumped everybody together.
Mental health.
And then they decided to separate the classes.
Yeah, they did.
Very interesting.
It was, is. So it was actually going against federal law. And, you know, how it's played out today is the ADRC does an assessment for the level of care that you need, right? So nursing home is the highest level of care. Right? You need this 24/7. Some of this, some of that. You need LPNs and RNs and an MD available to take care of this person, right?
Yep.
So a newer version of that was what happened with the dementia patients, right? So for the longest time, whenever there was dementia involved, and you know, there's over 400 types of dementia, so it's pretty broad, right? But in many cases, you were talking about memory issues, you're talking about wandering, you're talking about other things. They didn't know what to do with those patients because, you know, the incidence of that is dramatically higher now than it was 20 years ago, dramatically. So they would automatically place them in full skilled because there was lockdowns. They could monitor, you know, 24/7 people there all the time. Well, that was actually a higher level of care than they needed. Actually, like putting them in jail.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, so that's against our Constitution, right? It really is. So they made a change in the rules to allow memory care to go into the CBRF, which is really a different block grant that's called assisted living, and then they named it memory care also. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me, assisted living covers a lot of different types of
Burton Act. Is that familiar?
Mm-hmm. So what that did then is it dramatically raised the cost of assisted living, right? Those people had to be trained to do it. They had to have locks on doors, especially for wandering folks and things like that. So it increased the cost of long-term care quite a bit in the last decade. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the full skilled network, that hasn't gone down, right? That's continued to go up also. So,
but I think, you know, when you think of today, as far as who's providing the care, safe to say that it's typically your spouse or your children who is your primary caregiver or caretaker until someone raises their hand and says, this is unsafe.
Yep. You can't do this. It's too much. Yeah. I mean, that's going on like crazy. Not just a spouse. Yeah. It can be family members.
And what's interesting in the numbers, that is on those, the hours are being documented nationally. We know how many people are doing that. But what's not being documented is the lost wages.
Oh, yeah.
If those people are actually working, taking time off work.
They are starting to document that. Mm-hmm. The cost to business, right? Well, not. So they're taking leave of absences. They're quitting their jobs. They're no longer putting into defined contribution plans, so it has effect on their own retirement. Yeah. All kinds of, there's lots of consequences to this.
Yeah.
And there's other ways to get the care. People just don't know they can get that. Yeah. They can do
that. I don't know, is that what they call the sandwich generation now? It's the generation that is actually taking care of their parents and also still
kids in college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the sandwich generation. And that's a lot of baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
Just is. And of course, now we're, you know, further into the baby boomer generation. So a lot of the baby boomers are actually experiencing the dementia and all these other things.
What's interesting, you started with the podcast,
St. Clouds
podcast.
I am noticing,
there's a lot of, it's like there is a lot of podcast out there for folks to be heard, a lot of podcasts for folks to listen to other people going through their same situation. And that's where a lot of, I think, this growth in the podcast is really going. It's like, you know, it's like a communication chamber for folks to relate to each other and who all have the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost like the old groups you used to have, right? Everybody gets together and,
yeah,
you know, and really, it looks just like the special needs community. Families with special needs in their life, they blend together, they bond together.
Yeah.
Because it's so complicated.
Because they relate to other folks going through the same thing.
Yes. You know, so they can share experiences and they can help each other. And that's another new thing that happened, too, because of me going to those special needs fairs. You know, the St. Claude's was one. There's also one called Morgan's Caring Connection that we're now affiliated with. So that's just a great organization. It is a 501c3. Mm-hmm. And the founder of that went through that special needs thing with a family member, and they actually ended up losing that child. But that stirred her into creating this organization for the benefit of all the other families. That how to navigate all this stuff. It's really, really, gets really complicated. Yeah. Healthcare, finances, legal, everything, right? Yeah. Special education, all this stuff. It gets complicated. It's overwhelming. You're already overwhelmed because you got a loved one that's going through this, right? Yeah. But I'll tell you what, all the years I've been doing this, especially with a young child, and I'm doing the planning for a young family that has a special needs person, they are the best families. Even when they do it later, and the siblings are older and everyone, they're special families. They learn compassion, they learn patience, they learn all kinds of things because of that special person. Yeah. It changes
their problem-solving skills are it's at amazing. A high level.
Yes, and they just care. They just care about it. They're really awesome.
So, Doug, let's talk a little bit. In your community and the community here and other communities, you do a lot of outreach through educational workshops.
Yes, I do.
So that's kind of, if you wouldn't call that a podcast, that's not a vlogcast.
No.
That's an in-person cast.
It is. It is. So I still like
otherwise
that.
Known as workshops.
Yeah, we call them workshops because we like it when we have, you know, 5, 6, 7 families that come to these, right?
Because it's more on a personal level.
Yeah, want to learn about this stuff, right? So we educate on this complicated area of Medicaid and Medicare and, you know, the Center for Medicare, Medicaid Services and, you know, the ADRC role, all those different things. We educate on all of that stuff. So people are concerned with those things. What happens to us if one of us, a husband or a wife, winds up going in a nursing home? What's going to happen to the rest of our family? What's going to happen to our retirement plan? What's going to happen to everything? What's going to happen to our house? Or you name it. It's pretty scary, right?
Yeah.
Plus, like you were mentioning, being a caregiver and a receiver of care, it doesn't work very well with a loved one, right? You need to pawn that off. Let's just call that on someone that's trained on how to do it. But how do you navigate that, right? How expensive is that?
Yeah.
Are there ways to do that? Yes.
And how do you pay for it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's where they learn. So the nice piece about that is it's a back and forth thing. So as we're doing the training, the education, here's how this works. Here's real things that we get to deal with every day. People ask questions right on the spot. And no one has questions right away, but as we get into it, they're like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they'll ask a question. And it's really the same question everyone else didn't know how to formulate that question. And they're like, yeah, everybody's nodding their head. I want to know about that. And that's the back and forth that we have at those workshops. And that's bringing them into our legal world. Here's what we get to do every day. And then from there, they say, I want to know more. And that's when they set up an appointment to actually sit with the attorney and go into it a little bit deeper. And the workshop and that vision meeting where we blend together their estate plan with what we do, right? We'll figure out what do you need? What do you want? What do you got? Are you okay? Or what do we need now? That's all complimentary. So it doesn't cost you anything to find out if you're all set. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure you're all set because we just do an unbelievable amount of crisis cases. A crisis case is someone that has not done any planning, or they've just done a little bit of planning, or their planning hasn't been done right. And now, oops, we have a big medical event. That particular person survived the medical event, but they're not coming home. They're going to end up in a facility somewhere. Wow. Now they're hearing all of this spend down, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. So we clear all that up. We get cut through all the mess of all those things and just help people understand how to do this. And it's amazing what we can actually do. So we do a lot of that.
Yeah. So these workshops, how does somebody register for a workshop?
The easiest way is on our website, elderadvisorslaw.com, and you will see prominently displayed a workshop area. Just click right into that workshop area, and it's pretty self-explanatory. We do 4 workshops a month, every month, almost every month, depends on things going on in the office. But we do 2 of them in our Janesville location, a morning and an evening one for the baby boomers that are still working. And we do the same thing in our Wales, Wisconsin office. So it's a great time to get together. There's no cost to do it. You got nothing to lose, everything to gain. You sign up right online. Staff follows up with that. We make sure we have enough room for everyone. We do them right in our offices. So it's not like you have to go on a trek somewhere and do this. It's family oriented, right? Families are coming. It's awesome. It's just a great thing.
So what about a phone number?
People have phones now, right? But,
yeah, the flip phones.
Yes, the flip cell phone. Yeah. So 608-371-7207. We actually have people that will answer the phone. Can you believe that, Scott?
That is hard to believe.
High-tech world. Yeah.
No AI answering the phone. How may I help you?
Yeah. Yeah. 608-371-7207. elderadvisorslaw.com. Either way, our staff's really good at this and following up and make sure we got enough room. And
we have like 60 seconds left, but who can they bring? Who's typically a good candidate? Bring your children, bring your neighbor, Bob.
You bet. Yeah. From my experience over the many years of doing this, everyone needs this kind of planning because we're all going to age and we're all going to have things that happen. Of course, we're all going to die. That's easy stuff. It's all the other stuff that we have to address on the way to dying. So we're finding a lot younger group coming through now, right? Mm-hmm. People in their late 40s, 50s, 60s, and of course, 70s and 80s. Bring the decision makers, husband and wife. Every family's different. How does this work? But everyone needs to learn how this works.
Right? Yeah, I would say learning is knowledge is super powerful in this area.
It is, and this stuff gets so complicated that I don't think AI is ever going to catch up with it. So, no. elderadvisorslaw.com, come and see us.
All right, folks. Well, thank you for tuning in today, and until next time, God bless.
Elder Life Radio is a paid program produced in cooperation with WCLO Radio. If you find the information presented helpful and wish to hear it again or share it with friends, please visit the podcast section of WCLO.com. Elder Life Radio is presented every week at this time in cooperation with News Radio WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, April through August, kids ages 14 and under have an opportunity to meet and receive an autograph from a Brewers player, alumni, and or a Brewers personality. Thanks to eFruity, autographs are limited to one per child. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The stations of big radio love making our listeners winners by offering opportunities for contests and promotions throughout the year. Play along whenever you can and you might be our next winner. But there are a few simple rules to keep in mind when playing contests on WCLO. You must be 18 or older to play unless otherwise stated. 1 entry per person. Big Radio reserves the right to use all contest materials, including your voice and image, for promotional purposes. You may be required to pick up prizes at our offices located in downtown Janesville during regular
business hours 8 to 5. Big Radio is not responsible for prizes lost in the mail. And because we love making more winners more often, we reserve the right to limit household members to one win every 30 days. A complete list of contest rules can be found at WCLO.com. Good luck in your next attempt to win, and thanks for listening to Southern Wisconsin's News, Sports, and Talk. WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Southern Wisconsin's news leader, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.